In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First pitch to Soto's hammered in the air. Deep center field. On his horse, Lane Thomas still on the track. He looks up and it's gone.
Juan Soto.
Onto the netting in Monument Park in straightaway center. For the second night in a row, Juan Soto lights him up in the first inning here in the Bronx.
The great thing about
a two-run homer, yanks up 2-0.
Everything.
Well, everything's great about him. I don't know how strong his arm is, but I will say he hits lefties just as good as, if not better than righties. He stays right in there.
I have to admit, you were right.
Okay.
On Juan Soto. Watching him every day, he's pretty damn good. He doubled at that home run. He had five RBIs. Yankees won 8-1. Oh, and then there's Aaron Judge. He homered twice. He's got 47 on the season. Here was Soto. What impresses you about Judge?
I would say his power. He's just incredible. And the consistency that he has.
Yep. And then there was Judge. They make a great duo.
Yeah, that's what's great is, you know, if I don't usually come through, Juan's in front of me either driving somebody in or doing something special. You know, if Juan walks or doesn't come through, you know, I'm right behind him trying to do some damage. So it's fun. We're really feeding off each other. We got a great lineup.
Mm. I got a question for you. I don't know what the answer to this is. And it's so the Yankees sell out pretty much every game, would you say?
Or close to.
Close to it. Is the attendance more this year than it was last year with Juan Soto in the lineup?
I mean, I would say that it definitely is.
I'm just trying to figure out a way the Yankees are going to be able to afford Juan Soto and Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole and Giancarlo Stanton.
Well, the reason why it's more is because that team stunk last year.
All right,
so last year they averaged 42,000 for home games.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, that's this year. Last year, I'm sorry, that was this year. This year they're averaging, this can't be right. They can't be right. This says they're averaging 40.8. They're averaging less.
Well, the economy sucks.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They stunk last year.
I don't know.
My point is, I was just wondering if there is a palatable difference at the box office with Juan Soto and the line.
Can't be right.
Yeah, I'll text somebody at the Yankees.
Yeah. Let's see here. This is another one. This is saying this season 40,595 is their average. And then if I put in 2023, 43,358.
Wow.
So there's really no difference whatsoever.
So he's not making any more money at the gate?
But merchandise. What do they make on merchandise? I don't know.
Everybody's got to move merch. Yeah.
Merch tent.
Yeah.
And hit up the merch tent before we go.
That's interesting. I would have thought a big bump, too. You also had BT in the booth, as we know, and I'm with him on this one.
Stephen Kwan last night, he went 0-for-4 with three walks, the 1-0. It's in there for a strike. That shows you how long last night's game was. 4 hours and 5 minutes for a 12-inning game. And Kwan played all of it.
I really hope that's not a complaint. My radio show's 4 hours. So you have five more minutes. Big deal.
Come on.
I like it. And then he went on to say, it's too long of a game, but still. New York leads Baltimore by a half game for first place in the AL East.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.